The last hardware store in Steveston, which closed in 2018, could be torn down soon and replaced with a new commercial building topped by four condos. Steveston Marine and Hardware closed 5 years ago after the owner sold the 55-year-old building. A hardware store had been a fixture at this location on Moncton Street since before Second World War. While the current building isn't considered a historical resource by the city, that is, having any historical value, it wasn't the first building on the property. In fact, the property and original building was owned by a Japanese fisherman, Matsu Tanaka, before the Second World War. The original building most likely had living quarters on the side and rear of the commercial building. Tanaka ran the commercial and hardware store until 1942, when all people of Japanese descent were interned for the remainder of Second World War. While many properties were expropriated from those who were interned, it appears some of Tanaka's properties were sold and he received the proceeds, albeit lower than what the properties were assessed for. For example, a vacant lot at Chatham Street and 7th Avenue was valued at $450, but it sold on January 13, 1945 for $100, according to documents compiled by Landscapes of Injustice with the University of Victoria. According to Landscapes of Injustice, Tanaka was born on March 18, 1885. In addition to owning the hardware store, he was a fish broker. He had a wife, Masaye Nakata, and a son, Masao Tanaka. Tanaka's name is also listed as the owner of the Steveston Fishboat Shuchona No. 4 from 1927 to 1937. The Shuchona was built by Otagi Boat Works. No owner is listed between 1937 and 1942, but it is listed as being owned by B.C. Packers from 1942 to 1973. Tanaka was interned in 1942 to Grand Forks, and he was exiled to Japan on October 2, 1946. The heritage consultant, who looked at the significance of the building on behalf of the developer, recommended the development include a commemorative element to recognize the historical or cultural significance of the property. The development application was submitted by Interluck Trading Corp., whose president is Nun Trong. The development proposal will be dealt with at City Council's planning meeting next week.